Good afternoon. My name is Kelly, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Centers for American Progress and Immigration Policy Center press call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. I will now turn the conference over to Angela Kelly to begin.
Thank you, and thanks everyone for joining today's call. We're pleased to release today with the Immigration Policy Center our report entitled Revitalizing the Golden State, What Legalization Over Deportation Would Mean for California and Los Angeles County. My name is Angela Kelly, and I'm the Vice President for Immigration Policy and Advocacy at the Center for American Progress in Washington, D.C., and I'm thrilled to have on the call to review the report's findings Raul Hinojosa Ojeda, who is the founding director of the North American Integration and Development Center at UCLA, and also on the call is Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, who is, of course, the mayor of Los Angeles, California. We're sorry that we do not have on today's call Maria Elena Durazo, who's the Executive Secretary-Treasurer for the Los Angeles County of Labor Federation. She was unable to make the call as we had to change the time of this event, and she has another event going on. The release of this report is timely. We're only days away from May 1st, which, of course, is Workers' Day, where the labor and contributions of America's workers are recognized. California, as home to nearly 10 million immigrants, more than a quarter of the state's population, and of those 10 million immigrants, nearly 3 million of them are undocumented, with a vast majority living in the United States for 10 years or longer. Immigrant labor to the Golden State is substantial and indisputable, and in these tough economic times, it's important to maximize the impact and the contributions of all workers. Those are the sorts of measures that should be pursued rather than the self-destructive proposals that we've seen pass in Arizona and in Georgia and that are sadly being considered in Florida. So against this political backdrop of states that are grasping with a broken immigration system and are trying to find their own way forward that tends to be economically self-destructive, we've decided to step back and do an analysis of what would happen if, in fact, the restrictionists had their ways and you could expel from the state of California and from Los Angeles all of the undocumented workers. And conversely, what would happen if sensible minds were to prevail and we would have sensible immigration policy that would legalize those workers? What do those economic scenarios look like for the state of California? Here to review the findings is Raul. If you could give us the highlights from your report, and then we'll turn to the mayor. Raul.
Hi, Angie. Thank you very much, and thank you very much, Mayor Villaraigosa, for being here to make sure that this very important study reaches as many people as possible. The reality of it, the situation, is that the immigration debate has unfortunately gotten off track from what is really important. What's significant about immigration is that it has always been an economic motor for the United States, and we face a really important choice now. We can either make that immigration a much more positive benefit by making it legal, by bringing people out of the shadows and having them be maximally benefiting for themselves, their families, their communities, and in this case, the state of California and the city of Los Angeles. Or we can pursue policies that are actually trying, that would not only try to deport people, but would actually have a devastating effect not only on the loss of productive contributions of those workers, but the fact that those workers, many other legal workers' jobs depend on the work that those undocumented provide, and that it would actually cause a dramatic economic disaster, something which neither the state of California, Los Angeles, or the country can afford. So we did this analysis based on a what's called the input-output analysis, which is what states, national, local, state governments use to try to determine policy impacts of different approaches. And what we find are actually quite astonishing. Number one, I just wanted to review the fact, people don't quite understand this, of how significant the immigrant contributions are to the state of California and to Los Angeles. Number one, in Los Angeles, service, we have over 36% foreign-born. And in the labor force, particularly the undocumented, represent over 12% of the labor force. In the state of California, it's close to 9% of the labor force. Now, what would happen, on the one hand, if you were to try to deport all of those people? Well, it turns out that for the state of California, it would decrease employment radically. Not only this large percentage of the workforce, which would no longer be around to do that work, but all the jobs that depend on their work would also disappear. We're talking about an decline in employment of over 17%. And that would result in over a $300 billion decline in economic activity for the state and a decline in revenue of over 8.5% of total tax revenue. For good reason, we're seeing people turn away from that type of an approach. In Los Angeles, the impact would even be starker. If you were to kick out the undocumented of California, in Los Angeles, we would have a decrease of employment of over 21% of total employment in the city. They would the multiplier effects of deporting the immigrants would be felt throughout the economy, and like I say, immigrants and non-immigrants alike. The county economy would shrink by over $100 billion, reducing tax revenues by over 11%. Now, what happens if we do what 25 years ago we saw was a sensible bipartisan approach, which is legalization and create the context for legal immigration into the state? Well, the impacts are actually quite dramatic as well. In the state of California, what we know is that 25 years ago when we legalized the undocumented, their wages went up. That increased greater consumption that was felt by the entire economy. Also, soon after that, the productivity of that labor as it came out of the shadows went up and helped the economy. Using that historical analysis, we projected right now that legalization would add over 630,000 jobs to the California economy, increase labor income by $30 billion, and increase tax revenue, very importantly, by over $5 billion. Just in L.A., we would add over 200,000 jobs with this type of wage and productivity recovery and also increase labor income by over $10 billion to be spent in Los Angeles, with revenues increasing by over $1.9 billion, which I'm sure the mayor would be very happy to hear of that. This is based on what we know happened with Ronald Reagan and the bipartisan Congress, these impacts soon after legalization. So bottom line is that if we really understand what's at stake here in this dire economic condition that the country faces, moving towards further restrictionist legislation that seeks to exclude people, deport people from the economy, is a loser for everybody, not just for the immigrants and their families, but more importantly, all the other multiplier effects in the general economy. The good news is that we really have to grasp onto is that by bringing people out of the shadow, allowing them to be maximally beneficial, exercising their rights, raises the wages at the bottom of the labor market, increases consumption, increases productivity, and economic activity for all. And there are other very important benefits as well. The biggest drop-off ever in undocumented crossings from Mexico to the United States occurred right after the process of legalization. So hopefully from California, we'll do the right thing and reject these negative approaches that we've seen in other states and get in line forcefully for the economic revitalization of the state through a legalization and full immigration reform strategy.
Thank you very much, Raul. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, your thoughts and comments.
First of all, I want to thank the Center for American Progress and Raul Hinojosa for this timely and very important study. It frankly confirms and reaffirms the obvious. And that is, when you bring people from out of the dark and into the light, from out of an economy, in many cases a black market economy, to a free market economy, when you put them in a situation where they can get an education, be more productive, all that comes with legalization, we actually all benefit. So very importantly, when I'm looking at the numbers here, and as Mr. Hinojosa said, the study was based on a lot of what happened during the first, during President Reagan's term, when they legalized workers, people here in the United States. We saw the impact on the economy. I'm looking at the numbers here. If as you say, there will be an increase of $1.9 billion in revenues in L.A. County, roughly half, maybe 45% of that would go to the city. The $500 million or $467 million shortfall that we've been battling would be eliminated. You know, $5 billion in revenue at the state when they're looking at a $26 billion financial challenge clearly would be a shot in the arm, not to mention, you know, boost to the economy, 633,000 jobs with legalization versus eliminating 3.6 million jobs at the state level. And here in L.A., we're now down from the 14.5% unemployment rate to about 12.8%. This legalization would add 211,000 jobs. So, again, extrapolating here for the city, if that's in the county for the city, about 45% of those jobs would be here in the city of Los Angeles, over 100,000 jobs to the city. So you look at this, all of this, and it adds substance and documentation to the arguments that many of us have made here. The comprehensive immigration reform is not just the right thing to do. And I, whenever I talk about comprehensive immigration reform, I always talk about, and legalization rather, and I always talk about this great and generous America that has always had as part of its history, you know, new Americans who replenish us and make us stronger and better. But even if you didn't support comprehensive immigration reform for those reasons, it just makes economic sense. And importantly, in a world where that whole issue is on hold, where states are contemplating replicating Arizona Law 1070, going in the other direction of mass deportation would have a deleterious impact on the national economy, and particularly on the California economy, which is still the engine of the national economy. What happens here impacts the entire country. So these numbers pretty much tell a story that many of us have spoken to more generally, and now gives us the facts to specifically lay out why legalization is preferable to mass deportation.
Thank you so much, Mayor. Kelly, I think we're finished with our presentations. Could you please give instructions to the participants on how they can queue up to ask a question?
Yes, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. question comes from Charlie Erickson.
Yeah, good afternoon. I'd like either of you to address the impact this would have on education in Los Angeles or more broadly in California, if you can. How would it impact the schools and the students who are Hispanic?
Well, you want to take a crack at that? What would the impact be of legalization or of deportation?
I'll let the author speak to that first, and then I'll weigh in.
Perfect. Thank you, Mayor.
Sure, Mr. Mayor. Just to make a very clear point, that what we know is that we looked at the DREAM Act impact on in a separate study. When you give the possibilities for people to complete their education and basically get to where they're already heading, based on the fact that taxpayers have already paid K through 12 education in the city and in the state as constitutionally mandated, and not let them complete their full educational potential, is a dramatic hit on the state's future and the state's economy. So actually, these studies underestimate the full impact of what would happen once we allow the students to more complete their education and raise to their full potential. What we have found is that literally over the next 40 years, we're talking trillions of dollars of economic benefit that the U.S. economy would forego by not maximizing access to education, because the education is clearly the productivity engine for the future of the 21st century. Mr. Mayor.
Well, you know, I think you hit it on the head. When you look at where the dropout rate is today, in LA Unified, as an example, almost 50% of the kids dropping out, and particularly in the lowest performing schools, the number is even higher. When you see how many of these people are scoring at the bottom 20 percentile, when you realize the number of undocumented students that we have in LA, and you ask many of them, what's going on? Why is it that you've dropped out? Why is it that you're not focused on your education? Many of them will tell you, I don't see any future in it. I am a dreamer, which they call themselves. I will not be able to go to college and get a job afterwards. And while that we haven't done a study specifically on that, I got to believe the long-range implications for a city like ours that, you know, with such a large immigrant population and such a large undocumented population would be more disproportionately impact than other places around the country. And as I said, if LA is the engine and education's our future, it would have, you know, just a disproportionate impact on us here in the city.
And Mr. Mayor, we'll do that study for you. We'll get those numbers for you. Okay,
well, we know that
we can do that.
We know that. I think someone did, as you said, a study that showed about $1.5 trillion impact to the U.S. economy.
Yes, we actually did that.
Yes, we did.
Yes, you did that.
We did that.
Can I follow up with one, Charlie Erickson?
Sure, Charlie, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, most studies, both nationally and within California, show the positive benefits of bilingual education. Has the mayor or Mr. Hinojosa ever looked at why aren't more school districts, such as the LA school district, getting into becoming a bilingual school district? And is this something that he thinks would benefit, particularly with all the undocumented, if they were to have an access to education?
Well, I'm not an expert on that, Charlie, but I think what experts do say, it just depends on the kid and on the student, rather, and that focusing on a teaching modality that best addresses the needs of that kid is where we should be. But I'd like to get more questions on this general issue. I don't want to confuse it. And I think this is too, we'd like to really focus on this study if we could.
Operator, are there any other folks lined up to ask a question?
Yes, your next question comes from George Gonzalez.
Yes, this question is for either who can answer, for either of the panelists. Does the study report how many of these jobs that would be created would actually be potential union jobs or syndicated jobs? And then a two-part question to that would be, you know, the city of LA actually adopted a resolution, condemning the actions of Arizona. But is there a plan to actually turn that into an actual ordinance, or will it actually just stay as a resolution?
Well, I can answer the first part. What this study does actually is look at the full 460 sector structure of the California and Los Angeles economy, both direct and indirect. What we do know about immigrant labor actually is that it is in sectors of the economy that are not as unionized as other sectors, but who are growing in unionization. And I think there's an important connection here that should be pointed out, that as Los Angeles has seen over the last two decades a resurgence in labor activism and unionization in certain new sectors, it is in fact with the support of immigrant labor. So I think the issue here is that legalization and particularly immigration and legal immigration increases the potential for more workers to have access to rights and to organize. What we do know also is that wage rates do rise once there is legalization, directly for those workers who were undocumented, but also for other workers at the bottom of the labor market, as well as increases the demand for work for workers that provide inputs into those sectors. So overall, it is definitely a very positive impact for workers, but also for productivity, so that everybody ends up winning from this scenario.
Yeah, and I couldn't tell you what what particular jobs would be the most impacted. My thinking would be, you know, that's probably a question for Raul. But I would say that I think one place to start are the places where the industries where the undocumented, particularly, are the most heavily involved in and participate in. I do believe that some unionization would occur as a result of these workers being able to come out of the dark and into the light, but couldn't tell you how much.
And any plans for the city to actually make their resolution into an ordinance?
No, I don't think so at this point. The Arizona law has been declared unconstitutional for now, and I think at this point what we did do is I took to the U.S. Conference of Mayors and got a unanimous support for a comprehensive immigration reform, and about a little more than two-thirds of the delegates also voted to oppose the Arizona law. I think for now, you know, an ordinance isn't necessary, and the resolution has the effect of really declaring that here in the city that we not only won't, we'll not only boycott Arizona, but importantly, declare our city in opposition to those kinds of laws, which, as you see in this study, just have an enormously negative consequence to the respective economies of the states and cities. If you read this study, for example, you look at what happened to Farmers Branch, Texas, which in 2006, it's a small town of 26,000 people, in 2006 tried to declare, prohibit the undocumented from renting apartments. I mean, we just think how mean-spirited some of this is. And you know, fined people $500 a day. They were involved in lawsuits that will end up costing them about $5 million. And as a result of these legal fees, the city was forced to cut the salaries and benefits of city employees by 1%. The fact is, and what this study reaffirms and confirms, as I said earlier, is that they're a net benefit to our country. And, you know, I've said from the beginning on this issue, you know, in a nation predicated on the rule of law, we have to enforce our laws, and that's why we want to change this law. And everybody understands that in this time that, you know, we have every right to approve immigration laws. But in a great country like ours, we ought to stand for the idea that when people have contributed mightily in the way that this is a study documents, to our economy, to our social and political fabric, we ought to figure out a way in a great and generous America to provide them with a pathway for citizenship and for legalization. And it's in the best interest of the country and our economy, and the study certainly makes that case.
Once again, to ask a question, press star 1 now.
This study has national import without question, but it particularly has import in the city of Los Angeles, and I would hope that newspaper Record would understand the impact to the city, the county, and the entire state. And I've been saying for some time we need studies like this to just get away from the din and the cacophony of rhetoric to the facts and really shed a light on just what would happen if we were to try to deport 12 million undocumented here in this country, and specifically what happened here in California and LA. So thank you very much.
Thank you,
Mr.
Mayor. Go ahead, Raul, and then I'll say a question.
No, I was just going to say that we'll follow up with you directly on more details on the study and see you in a couple of weeks. And thank you for everybody, Angie, for this great opportunity to get this out to the national public.
Yes, and thank you to both of you, especially you, Mayor, who've been just an outstanding leader in this issue year after year, and look forward to the day when we can stop talking about immigration reform is something that we need to have happen, but something that has happened. And I'd also like to acknowledge the Immigration Policy Center that released the report with us. You can find the report either at AmericanProgress.org or ImmigrationPolicy.org. We also have a national analysis that we referred to earlier in this call that you can find that we released in January of 2010, and an Arizona-specific paper that was released last month. If there's any follow-up questions that people have, please feel free to give me a call at 202-478-6327. And with that, we'll conclude today's call. Thanks all very much.